started the last sugya, the Dastiris Habraisis, Apaylach Mana Laplaini, Vahalach Labikshu Vlai Matzal. The case where someone, this haste, now we're not talking Laiva Malza anymore, now we're talking Nisan and Makabal. So Nisan is sending a gift to a Makabal, and he makes a Shliach in between. So he tells the Shliach, bring it to the Makabal. And the Makabal is not alive when the Shliach comes. So the Shliach is asking us a Shaila, what do I do now? Do I give it to the Yarshim of the person I was supposed to bring it to? So we have a steer in two brises. One brise says, Yachzuru l'mishalayach. And one brise says, Yachzuru l'mishalayach. So the Gemara has three pshatim. First shot we learned yesterday, Rav Abba Bar Mamel said, the Kuli Am Ha'ilach Lav Kisri, it's only about a Matana, and a Matana Ha'ilach is not Kisri, and the person who gave it has a right to take it back, Pashtos. The Brisa said he can't take it back, like Kasha. Ha'babari Ha'bishchir Meira. One is talking by a Bari, and one is talking by a Shchir Meira. So Rashi learned, and Rashi's, I think, more fashion shakti Gemara, that by Yishrim Meira, Hoylach Kishi, and even though normally we say Hoylach Lav Kishi, but Yishrim Meira's words, a regular person gives a matana, he leaves himself the option of holding and taking it back. But a man is dying, doesn't really leave himself the option of holding it back. He's not thinking of that, and he's just giving it away. And by Yishrim Meira, Hoylach is Kishi, and by Meila, it's not Chayzer, but Rashi, it's a very, very smooth shakti Gemara. According to Tosfos, however, the Ri has a different shot. And the Ri says that we're talking here, that we're talking about Shchid Meira, als Dine Shchid Meira, Kisum Misurin Dami. And Tosfos explains that since Kisum Misurin Dami, therefore you can't retract. So that itself wouldn't be so hard. Generally, the rule is, if a Shchid Meira says something, it's chal when he dies, pashut. However, Tosfos sticks in something which makes it difficult. Because Tosfos says, I forgot the Nais Makabal B'chayi Naisen, but L'Kani Yala Achar Mises Naisen. Tosfos starts off, the Feirish, the Kinyan is later, at the Lachi Kani Yarshik, the Das Naisen Hu, the Kinyan Shiesha L'Makabal Shazman Moshi, Yiska Makabal, he's also Yuhu Ayarshik. That's the Das Naisen. Until the end, the first three lines of Tosfos would be the whole Tosfos, would be a very easy Tosfos. However, then Tosfos says, "Afilu lo yodu yarshim makabel aracha misas noisin kanu. Afilu mad yam ezak lo belay kanu. The divrei shchemei rabbi kishameis kin v'surim lo makabel mishas nesina shchemei rabbi mirasai." These last words are very difficult. That divrei shchemei rabbi kin v'surim lo makabel mishas nesina shchemei rabbi mirasai. Somehow it's chalam afreya. What do the words mean? It's chalam afreya. So first of all, what do the words mean? It's chalam afreya. I'm afreya the over wasn't around. So what does that help? Tosfos says, I feel like Nard will do. It's good because it's chalam afreya. What does it help? That it's chalam afreya. The way the Ran asks his kasha on Tosfos, the Ran asks, so what does Tosfos mean? Mishas nesino yamira. Shchid Meira is only Mishas Misa. The man of Shchid Meira is only Ma'achar Misa. It's not Mishas Amirasai. So the Tosfos appears to be a bit of a pebble.
Why is the Rebbe asking, whether he's understanding the Ransa, is
it right
to ask him Ma'afreya did, or
Rebbe
understands Ma'afreya just goes against the Gemara? The Gemara says it's
the opposite. Yeah, I'm missing two things. The way the Rani asks is that it goes against the Gemara. The Gemara says Lacha Misa, and Tosfos says it's Mishas Amira. That's the way the Rani asks. There's no problem wrong with the Kasha. I'm just saying that even in Tosfos itself, it's not. There's a concern here in Hesber. Tosfos says that the Uber Shchid Meira can be mizaka to an Uber. Why? Why can't be mizaka to an Uber? Because it's Chalam Afrei. Chalam Afrei is the reason you shouldn't be able to be mizaka to an Uber. What is being Chalam Afrei? If Tosfos means Lam Afrei, Tosfos doesn't say those words, but that's the only way we can understand Tosfos means Lam Afrei. What does that have to do with being mizaka to an Uber? L'mishaloi Noelit. Okay, the Mishloi Noelit, the later the better.
Well, the Lam Afrei can't go through the
body. Can't go?
It doesn't work through the body. So someone, let's say, not a Jewish Shemira, someone does a regular case, right? And he says, I'm going to give it to you, Ma'asher, and I get a Shemira, and I die, it doesn't go through the body. It doesn't, you know? I mean, Rebbe seems to say it
Well, certainly has to somehow go through a father, there's no question.
It goes through the father
of the child. So it goes to Mafreya when the father was alive, and then by the time the father died, the child was around.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you learn Tosis Pashut that Mishas Amira was nikta to the father, so then when the father died, it goes to the Irish, as long as the, look at them. Even if the Irish is only an over Mishas Nais. So, Misa? Well, if the Ran says that it's a Gemara above a Basra. That's one reason. Tosis himself really said it in the beginning of Tosis. The first line, Tosis says, like, Koni Ela Acha Mishas Nais. Right. After Lachi Kani Yarsh. So Tesis starts. We'll have to see when we get to the Rashi. It has to be when Mishleach died. What does that mean? B'shas chayav, it's given away. We'll have to see together. At any rate, what the Tzais says basically is a hagdara in Divrei Shchiv Meirak, Kisum Mesur and Dami. Let's not confuse it with Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis, which we're going to discuss separately. Okay, we're talking now about Shchiv Meirak, and later we'll talk about Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis. Matna Shchiv Meirak, how does it work? The Tzais is mechadesh a hagdara. How it works. He bases it on two sugyas in Bava Basra. The easy one to say over is the second one that Ktzais brings, that the pasuk that teaches us Divrei Shchiv Meirak Iksuv Mesurin Dami is Ba'avartem Es Nachlasai. The Gemara says Yesh Locha Havara Acheres, that there's another way besides Yerusha to give things away, and that is Matna Shchiv Meirak. Mordash is if I'm an extra word, Vavartem. Vavartem is Nachlasai Le, whoever it is. So the site of the Ktzais is that the way Matna Shchiv Meirah works is that it creates a new Yairish. The Torah gave an order of Yerusha. The Torah has an order. The son is first, the father is second, the sibling is third, whatever the Seder of Yerusha is. The Torah has a Seder Yerusha. That Seder Yerusha is Stama. If a Shchiv Meirah will order a different Seidei Yerusha, then that will become the Seidei Yerusha B'Shas Misa. As long as he doesn't change his mind, that becomes the Seidei Yerusha. That's the concept of Shchiv Meirah according to the Ktzais. That it becomes a new order of Yerusha, and that's why we learn it out of the pasuk Va'avartem Es Nachlasai. There's another thing which is like Yerusha, and what is that? Shchiv Meirah. It's also like Yerusha, that you could create a Seidei Yerusha. Now, by Yerusha, there's a concept of Mishmush, which I think I mentioned earlier this year when we had this inyan. Mishmush. What is Mishmush? Mishmush means that in order to figure out who's the next Yerush. Torah could only say so many Yarshim. So Torah mentions a child, a wife, a father, and a brother. Now, if none of those exist, who Yarshims? There's a concept of Mishmash. Mishmash means that the person who's supposed to Yarshim, Yarshim's the Kever. The Yarshim's Ki'ilu, he's Yarshining it when he's dead. The Yarshim's the Kever. I mentioned to you then that according to Rav Shimon's Yisayid, David Tfoida, he could even Yarshin, so it could even be that he's Mami Sherish Bekever. But he Yarshin Bekever, and he passes it on. Not only that, but Mishmush is so strong that it even precedes the order of Yerusha. In other words, the first Yairish is a son. The second Yairish is a father. If a man dies, he has no children, then the father inherits. If a man has a son, Bekever, has a son, Leilainu, he buried his son before he died. That son, Yarshin's Bekever, passes it to a grandson, so that a grandson is before the father. Because mishmash works, that doesn't only work if you run out of the yarshim that it says in the Torah. It works with the yarshim in the Torah. The yarshim, bekever. So that if a man dies and his son predeceased him, died before him, so the son is yarshim bekever and passes on to his yarish if he left the yarish. And even if the son and the grandson died, there's a great-grandson, then the great-grandson died, yarishes. Because the first yarish is a son. Now, there are no son, there are no children, no sons and daughters. So then it goes to the father. And then if the father's not alive, so what happens? So the father's yarish bekever, and he's yarish to his sons, which are the brothers of the nifter. So that's the concept of mishmash, of yarusha bekever. What is the concise gain, b'negea, our sugya, with this explanation of matna shchid meirat Yerusha? What he gains is that if a shchid meirat on Sunday said, I want Pliny to yarshim me, and then the shchid meirat died on Monday, and Pliny died first, as long as Pliny was alive on Sunday, Pliny will now be yarish bekever, and he will be able to pass it on to whoever follows him. The Makabel, when the Shchid Meirah said, give it to Pliny, to the Makabel, then that Makabel becomes a Yerush as of that day. He has to be around that day to become a Yerush. He becomes a Yerush as of that day. Later, when he dies, he's going to be Meirush Bekev, and he'll pass on the Yerusha to the next person after him, which is his son. So that's the Pshat and Taisus. That's the Pshat and Taisus. Shchid Meirah, nothing happens till after you die. The Payol, nothing, no money changes hands till after the Shchid Meirah dies. Like every Yerusha. No Yerusha is chal till after the Mace is nifter. However, the designation of Yerusha is chal l'mafreya from the time of Nesina, from the time of the Amira of the Nesina. He designated a Yerush at the time he said, I want Pliny to get it. Pliny becomes his Yerush from that time. And if Pliny died before the Nisan, then Pliny's Yerushim will get it. So this would be the Hezbron in Taisus. How does it work? How can you have it both ways? How can you have that Chal HaChamisa and it's also Chal B'Shas Amira? How can you have it both ways? You don't get anything from the Shchid Meirah until the Shchid Meirah dies. The answer is, you're right. You don't get anything from the Shchid Meirah until the Shchid Meirah dies. That's Emes. You get it only when the Shchid Meirah dies. However, the designation of a Yairish is Chal B'Shas Amira. He gets a Din Yairish. L'mayinav Gemina, that he can be Yairish B'Kev. So this is the Tzais's explanation of Tzais's. The words of Tzais's, the words, the Das Nisen, who that he should give it, Oyhu Oyarshav, show exactly how the Ketzais fits that into the Lashon. He says that's what Shchid Meirah means. Shchid Meirah means to make Pliny his Yairish. I guess that's it. So you have to learn, read it into Taisus.
Well, the whole Lashon itself, and you learn, like Rashi mentioned in another, when he's discussing by Bar, he says that the Das of the Nisin is not the Yairish. Because if it was the Yairish, it would go to the Yairish. But you have to, anyway, the Lashon and Taisus,
so maybe the Ketzais is making it better. The Ketzais is saying, when Shchid Meirah gives it away, he gives it to the person he knows. He's giving it to that person, and it'll stay in his family once he gives it to him. So that's what he means, that it'll go to him. He's making him a Yerush as of now, and it'll go to his family. This is the Ketzais's. No, the Ketzais holds this disappear always in Matan Shchid Meirah.
Yeah, the only point that I'm going to be passed by the battle over is Leikana. The first part of the list that says,
yeah, but Tyson's not changing his mind in the middle. He's learning that's Pshat in the whole story. That's Pshat in the whole Tyson's. Tyson says it's a Gemara. Besides the Gemara of Avartim Esnachlasai that I mentioned, there's another Gemara on Dachkuf Mem Zayin above Abasra, which if you look at the Ketzais, he brings down. The Ketzais is Kuf Chafei, by the way, Sefei. The Gemara says that a Shchid Meirah said, Yodor Pliny Bebesi. I want to give Pliny the right to live in my house. I'm not giving him the house. He doesn't own the house. He has zero ownership in the house. But yodor pliny bebeisi. I want someone else to be able to... He can live in my house as long as he wants. The person has a tenant and he's dying. He says, I want you to let the tenant live in the house forever. As long as he's around, he should be able to live in the house. So the Gemara says, loy amar klo. That's not how. Because called the lesser bibari, lesser bishvimera. Anything... You can do a kinya to give someone something. But to give someone permission to do something, that you can't do it when you give him a kinya, a permission. If you give him stiras, it'll be shayach. But if you just to give someone permission to use my thing, it's not shayach a kinya on that. It's called the less of a bari, less of a shiver. In fact, the Gemara, is that true? But we learned in the Braisa that if a Shemira says, Halva Shali Laplaini, I want to give someone what someone owes me money, I want to pass it on, you could give it away. So if somebody owes me money, I could give it on. How do you do a kinyan with that? Someone owes me money, how do I give it away? If there's a shtar, you can give away the shtar. Let's say there's no shtar. How do you do a kinyan on something someone owes you? Someone owes me money, I can't be makna to you. How am I makna to you? So the Gemara says, how does that work? If you're saying that if you can't be makna to a bar, you can't give it to Shemira, so what's going on? So the Gemara has two terutzim. One terutz is that a halva you could pass on with Mayim Shloshtam. In the Mayim Shloshtam case, you could pass it on. It's a technical terutz, and you pointed out, everything's fine. The Gemara has another terutz, I think Sir Papa answers. He says, Hayel v'yayrish yarsha. Since a Yairish could inherit a loan, if a man dies, someone owes him money, says Yairish yarshens it. Hail the Yairish yarsha, therefore you can give it away by Manish Gemira. If you have permission to live in someone's house, someone gives you permission to use his things so that you can be Yairish. If a man dies, and his friend gave him permission to, whenever you want, you can come and use my, whatever it is, my kale. So if he dies, his children don't yarshen that. So the Meir, Shemira, I can't give it away. But a loan, someone owes money to the mace, and the mace dies, the Hayel v'Yairish Yarsha. So the Meir, if Yairish is Yarsha, you can give it away, but not the Shemira. Now, why didn't Rav Papa like the other Teretz? The other Teretz is also a good Teretz. My Mitch Lashdon, you can do a Kenyan. That's a good Teretz. So if the Tzais, Rav Papa is coming to teach us, the Yisoid in the way Matnash Chimera works. He's not just saying, since a Yarish is Yarishin, therefore a Shimera can give it away. He's saying, a Shimera gives away Betairis Yerushin. Hail the Yarish Yarsha, the Shimera gives away Taka Betairis Yerushin. It's like he's Mayrish. So Mela, anything a man is Mayrish to his children, if a Shimera says, I wanted to go to Pliny, Pliny is like his Yarish. Gets a Din Yarish, and he gets it. This is the Ktsais's Yusayid and understanding Matna Shkimeira, that you're designating a new Yairish. Now you understand that if a man owns $1 million, he says, I want to give Pliny $1,000, Pliny's not a Yairish for his whole $1 million. And for that $1,000, Pliny has it in Yairish. But Lamaisa, that's the way it works, that for that money that the Shkimeira is designating, there's a Din Yairish, and that's the Hesber of the Ktsais. So that he answers the Ranz Kashya. Rav Meisha doesn't like this whole shtickle Torah. In Igros Meisha, in Yerodeya, Simin, Kuf Mem Zayin. This shtickle Torah makes it ois kinyan and makes it now into a designating a Yairish. And Rav Meisha's Ikatayna is on the way the Ktsais uses mishmash. The idea of it being a Yairish, there's under problems with, but Lagabi, this idea of mishmash, that if a Shemira designates someone, he's Yairish Bekever and passes it on, Rav Meisha says it's not so. Mishmash is not a klal in all Dina Yerusha. For example, a man inherits his Yarshin's his wife. And he's not Yairish Bekever to Yarshin his wife and pass it on. As long as his wife dies before him, he yarshins his wife. If he dies first, then his wife dies. There's no din, even though a man inherits his wife as a regular Irish, but he doesn't yarshin bekeved, he passed it on.
It's not her husband anymore.
Let's think about that. Because they're not married anymore once he dies. What? We had this clear in Kedushin that when a man dies, they're not married anymore. Right? Because the Gemara seemed to be in the Gemara that Gemara asked, how do you know an Alman is mutter? So we said, who Asra, who had taught? And the Gemara brought a pasuk afterwards anyway. The Gemara said, how do you know? And the Gemara brought a pasuk. Which pasuk by a Kohen Gadol was also Balmana. So you see, everyone else is mutter Balmana. Right? But, I hit a tether. Anyway, this is Ramesh. Ramesh is saying, now the truth is Ramesh is saying something a little more. In Mishmush itself, what is Mishmush? The way I explained Mishmush till now, the person yarshins, the dead man yarshins, and he passes it on. It's possible to learn this way. But not everyone really learns this way, because really dead people, pashtus, can't yarshin. What does it mean dead people yarshin bekever? So, rather, the first time I went to a shir by Rav Moshe, he was giving a shir in Yesh Neichlin. He was masber mishmush. He said you can learn mishmush this way, that a person yashin is bekever. And he said it's not mashmur that way in a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yesh Neichlin. It says that it's talking there about the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. How is the land of Eretz Yisrael divided? It was divided according to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Someone went out of Mitzrayim. He had 20 kids. One person at a time, he had 2 kids. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, the 2 kids, each one got 10 times as much as one with 20. Because the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was Kethi the Yaitz and Mitzrayim. So the Gemara's Lashon there is, B'chol HaTayra Kula HaChayim Yarshim Es HaMesim. B'kamatzinu HaMesim Yarshim Es HaChayim. The Lashon of the Gemara is that this is the only time you find that dead people, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, that they gave it to the mason, they gave it to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who are not alive anymore. So the Gemara seems to say it is the only echatimsa that a mace could yarshin something. So Ramesh said that if you learn Mishmash is always this way, so mason always yarshin stuff to pass on. What's the big deal? So Ramesh had a second shot in Mishmash, which Gadol Bachanan also writes in the Kodesh Yoram. As soon as I say this word, you're going to turn off, right? Ramesh says Mishmash is a simon. It's not that he yashins the kever. It's a simon. What does simon mean? It means, I mean, here you have someone died. Who's his closest relative? How do you figure out who his closest relative is? In order to figure out his closest relative, Gavi Yerusha, you use mishmush to figure it out. That means the mace doesn't really yashin in the kever. Just we picture it that way, ki'ilu, he would yashin. Who would he be myrish to? It's a method by which we have a simon to see who's the Yairish. Terry gave us such a simon called Mishmush. It's a simon to see who should be the one that Yarshin's next. This simon that the Torah gives us is a hechetimtza to know how to pass on Yerusha. But he's not Mamish Yairish Bekever. It's just a simon in Kravos. This Dekuda that Ramosha said then, he says here, Bekitzer, in this Truva, he's not happy with the Ketzais. He says that Mishmash is only by Kraivim. Mishmash is a din by Kraivim. It's not a din by other places that a person, for whatever reason, gets a Yerusha, that he should be Meirish Bekever, Shchemera. By Shchemera, it doesn't make sense. He should Mishmash, what is it? If you learn Mishmash is just a Simin, so what does it mean? The Shchemera is Yerish Bekever and he pays not. It's a Simin to what? Not a Simin to anything. So Ramesh doesn't even say a different Teres and Taisis. He just is not so freedom with this part of the Ktsais, where the Ktsais says he's Yerush Bekever. The great grandchild has Kadima over the father. In other words, a person, we can argue if it means he really has Kravis to his great grandchild more than his father. Could be, yeah. Certainly the Gabi Yerusha he does. If a man dies, his children are all dead. Grandchildren are all dead. He only has great-grandchildren that are his biggest closest relatives. The truth is, even if one son is dead and one son is alive, the dead son is Moirish Bekever. If a man has two sons and one dies before him, his Yerusha gets split between the two sons. One is Yerush Bekever and one is Yerush alive. Which itself fits better with the Tzais's way, not Ramesh's way. It's a sin. What? In which, in this place, Pratt, I just mentioned. The Nafkamina Hayitaicha Mishmash will be if it makes sense by Shchemera. If you learn, like the first, the beginning of the Tzais, that Mashchemera is Yerusha, let's say you learn like that, doesn't mean the Shchemera now could be Yerush Bekever and pass it on. If you learn it's Mamish Yerush Bekever, that's a Tzais. It's Mamish Yerush Bekever and he passes on. If you learn it's a Simon and Kravos, here's not a Simon. Because the Shemira is willing to give Pliny a Matana, doesn't mean he's friendly with Pliny's children. He may be friendly with Pliny and not friendly with his children. So the whole, if you learn it's a Simon, this whole idea that Mishmash could work by your mind, the Shemira falls away.
Why can't it be a Simon for the other person to be Ashen, for his children to be Ashen, not a
Shemira? I guess it depends. It's a Simon of what? It's a Simon of...
Of who should be Ashen?
You say it's like a chayik that it's a sin.
No, if
then you're right.
Just by saying that it's a sin, it shouldn't mean that it should only go to chayik.
Well, yeah, it's only if you say it's a simin of kravos, then it makes sense. The simin, the Torah wanted kravim tiyash. Who's a karev? This is a way of knowing who has a din karev. It's a method of figuring out who's your karev through mishmash. But not that imam mishmash is the kaver. If it's a method of figuring out who's a karev, then yeah. The word simon alone, you're right. If it would just be a chayk that there's such a simon, then you'd be right. But this. If you learn that has it in Yerusha, why does it have to be there? It could be there, it could be the Rabbanu. It could be Rabbanu Masakin, that Matna Shemira has it in Yerusha. It could be to their eyes. I don't see it's a hechuk one way or the other. Yeah. Fine. So no problem with that. You should lay the only Kenyan that he shouldn't be upset. So we'll take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara. See what the Gemara's response is. It's also around with Mem Zayin. Now, Al-Kopanim, this is all Reb Abba Mar Mamel. The Gemara goes on. Reb Zvid says, Hava ha b'shchid meira, ha di isa le makabel b'shas mat noiz, lef le makabel b'shas mat noiz, plush it. If he's around, he could be zaycha. If he's not around, he can't be zaycha. Reb Papa Amar, Hava ha b'bari. So here we have our second yisoid of the Gemara. So the first was the taisis b'shchid meira. How does shchid meira work? Reb Papa here tells us the yisoid in bari. What does that mean? Which means, then, if the Makabel dies before the Nisen, then he doesn't get. Then you return it to the Meshaleach. If Meis Nisen first, so then the Makabel Yarshins, then when he dies second, it goes to his Yarshin. Now, when the Gemara says "Hadim mis makabel b'chayei noisein," when the Gemara says that it's mis makabel b'chayei noisein, what does that mean? That means if mis makabel if Nisen dies first and Makabel dies second. The Nisen dies first, the Makabel dies second, what happens? We give it to the Yarshe HaMakabel. Why do we give it to the Yarshe HaMakabel? Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. Right? We're talking about a Bari. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. So we declared back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, what does it mean, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes? Is it a Zchia? Or it's not a Zchia. Okay, we're talking now about a regular Tzava. Not a Shchid Meira. A typical Tzava. A man died. He said, do something. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes. So first of all, I just want to remind you, I was telling you last time that it's not Pasha that Tzava is binding at all. this man is there. Why? Because the Tosfos on Yigimah Amud Aleph, which you should remember, Tosfos said that a mitzvah kind of emes is only by mishulash, only if the money is in the hands of a third person. If the person who died, he still has the money. There's no, we don't pass him, we pass my Tosfos. There's no mitzvah kind of emes. That's a Tosfos that you should remember. Because there's not even machlokes l'alach, we pass my Tosfos. That the only time we say mitzvah kind of emes, if it's given beyond a shlish. I mentioned to you then that probably all the bank accounts that exist today, we have beneficiaries listed, that's probably called Yad Shlish. At the time I set it up, Yisvara. I happen to see in this tshuva in the Gusmeisha that goes on the Ketzais, in Yeridea Aleph, Simakov Mem Zayin, the end of the tshuva, Ramesha writes it to Feirish, that if a beneficiary is listed in a, he's talking about insurance, that that's called Yad Shlish, that's called that the money is Yad Shlish. But what? As long as he's alive, he can change whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Shlish has to have it. Shlish has it. You tell him what to do. If you change it, you have to take it back and give it to him again.
But now, what if that? If I give the Shlish has it for some other reason, and then I say, you know what, give it to him, doesn't.
Okay, Tosfos Lashon was. Tosfos Lashon was. That's Tosfos Lashon, that when you gave it to the Shlish, mitchila, you gave it to him al das so and so. So how exactly did the Gedarim work out? I'm not sure. If you give it to him al das, then he should follow your will. So the will, if you change the will, you have to change it. I don't know. This is all in the Tshuva, you have to look at that right. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So we discussed then mitzvah kind of emes. Is it tchia? Or is it just a mitzvah? The Yarshim inherits. What's pshat when the Yarshim inherits? The father left the tzava in a way that it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Does that mean it's just it's a mitzvah? If you don't do it, you're on a mitzvah. Or is it dinei mamonis? Or is it tzchiyah? So let's say we have such a case. We have money in the bank. We have shlish. And the person dies. Is pshat that now plenty owns it? He's the Irish. That's the kind of very mess. He's Irish in it. Or not. The Ran appears to say over there, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, to say that it's only a mitzvah. If you don't give it, you don't give it. That was the pashtus, the words of the Ran on that Gemara. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Reish Nun Beis, says that if a man left a tzavah, it's mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. And the children were not aware of it. They assumed it's theirs. And they sold whatever it was that was, the tzavah said, give pliny. The children sold it. If the children sold it, the mechir is chal. That's what it says in the Ramah. In other words, the Ramah is passing like this Ran. That it's not a tzchiya, it's just a mitzvah. Now, if they already sold it, so it's gone. It's done. They shouldn't have sold it, but they sold it. Rabbi Kiva Eger, here on our Gemara, is matmiya on the Ramah, and the Machne Ephraim, the Simcha Tes, is matmiya on the Ran, both from this Gemara. That this Gemara seems to say that it's tzchiya. Because what's the case in the Gemara? The Nisan died, and then the Makabel died. If the Makabel dies first, so you don't give it to the Yarshim of the Makabel. If the Nisan died first, and then the Makabel, now you give it to the Yarshim Makabel. Why? He said, give it to Reuven. And when they went to give it to Reuven, Reuven died before they got it to him. They'll never give it to Reuven now. Reuven's not alive. And here we're not talking about Manu Shemir, we're talking about Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Emes, right? So they'll never give it to him. So why do I have to give it to his children? Let them keep it. So Dr. Bekivega Vais dies, it's a sphia. The mitzvah kind of a mace is a sphia, that when the mace dies, the person who he said the tzavah should go to, gets it, he's zeichin it right away, b'shas nisa. He's zeichin, okay, according to Tosis, it had to be b'yad shlish. Whatever the case is, when you have this all kind of MS, Dr. Rabbi Akiva Eigav, I said, it's from here that it's chiyah. And Rabbi Akiva Eigav lives in a tzarachiyah. He says, our Gemara Pashta says it's chiyah. Mechne Ephraim. Rav Papa. Rav Papa's Losh. Rav Papa says, Hod de Mis, Mekabel b'chayei noisen. Then when it's mis mekabel b'chayei noisen, the din is against him. I'm sorry, hod de mis noisen b'chayei mekabel. The noisen died first, the mekabel died second. So the noisen dies first. When he dies, it goes to the mekabel. It never got to the mekabel. The mekabel died before we were able to get it in. So we'll never be mekayim the divrei MS. So the answer is that then he was zeicher already. The words of Rashi are very clear. Look at Rashi. The Rashi Dibra Masl Demis Noisen. Demis Noisen. Lacha Shemasun L'Shliach Meis. Vadayim Mekabel Chai. Hilkoch. Look at Rashi's words. Mishas Misas HaNoisen Zocha Bahem HaMekabel. Shemis L'Kaim Dibra Meis. Ferish Rashi. The Kivega thing, the Gemara, Rashi spells it out very clearly. So from Rav Papa, it appears to be that... So we learned two things today. We learned mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes is Rabbi Akiva Eigav bring a raya from here that it's a din tzchia, not like the Ran and Ramo seem to say it's a din, not a din tzchia. So in a few weeks we'll say, hey, we learned that thing about mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Is it a tzchia or not? Where was it? So hopefully we'll remember. It's all Gemara. So Kiveg on this Gemara, Ferish Araya. And the other thing was Matnash Chimera. How does Matnash Chimera work? So we have the Ketzayis. And everyone has to agree with the Ketzayis. But we have the Ketzayis as a Hezber, and based on Tosis, that it's a din Yerusha. So we have a Hezber in Chimera, we have a Hezber in Mitzvah Kayim Divrei HaMes. Okay, the Gemara is the Perek with one more Braisa, and two Pshatim in the Braisa. Let's see the Braisa. Lema Hoylach Eschit Hanoi. Lema Hoylach Eschit Hanoi, he the Tanya. Hoylach Mona Laplaini. Vaholach Ubikshu Veloy Matsu. It's exactly the same case. Hoylach Mona Laplaini. Word for word, our case that we had before. So here, what are we going to have? Five mandi armor? Let's see. Yazur l'mishalayach. Right, that's Yazur l'mishalayach. Meis mishalayach. Reb Nassim Reb Yaakov amru Yazur l'yarshay mishalayach. That's one. Reb Nassim Reb Yaakov say it goes back to the yarshay mishalayach. Yeshayim l'yarshay mishin ishachaloi. It's the second mandi armor. Rabbi Yehuda Anasiyah Mishum Riyakir Shom Mishum Ramei Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMes. Those words themselves don't seem to make sense, right? The Gemara is going to explain it. Third man of the Yomer. Chachamim Oimrim Yachlaiku. So Yachlaiku is always a suffix, Yachlaiku. It's a fourth man of the Yomer. Kan Omru Kol Ma She'ir Tzashliach Yasa. A fifth pshat, a fifth man of the Yomer. Do whatever you like. Shulchan could do whatever he likes. Interesting psak. Shlech could choose to do whatever he wants. So we have five Mandi Amram here. And Omer of Shimon Anasi, Al Yadi Haya Maisa, Vamru Yazul Yashim Shalayach, which is like Rav Nasser Yaakov. So Shimon is just Maisa, slash Mina, like the first Mandi Amram. We have here five Mandi Amram. So the Gemara will try to explain what they argue in. The Gemara will have two Hezber. One Hezber now. And then the second Hezber, because now in this Hezber it's going to assume they argue if Hoylach Kisri. And then the Gemara will say, no, we'll have a different shot that they don't argue if Hoylach Kisri, and that'll be the end. That'll be Hadron Halach. That's what we have now. Two pshatim in the Braises. So let's go to the first shot. My lav b'hokim iflagi, the Tanakama savar Hoylach lav Kisri. The Tanakhama said that it goes back to the Mishalayach, holds Hoylach Rach Chisi, They just add that even if the Mishleach died, still you give it back to him. Because we don't say Mishleach Divrei Ames. So that's the first line of the Yama. The second Shita. The second line of the Yama is Yashayimim. So they hold Hailach Kisri. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Shama Mishum Rameya. So what did it say in the Braisa that he said Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames? What does it mean? He holds Hailach Lav Kisri. So that what? That really the Makabal is not Zaycha right away. That calls a man the Nisim is alive. The Hailach is not Makabal. Hailach Lav Kisri. Yehuecha Demis Amina Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. What's in between? If he's alive, he gets it back. If the Nisim is dead, so Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, he doesn't get it back. The fourth man of the Yama was the Chachamim Yachlaiku Misakalu. The fifth man of the Yama Kan Amru Shuda Dedaina. Rav Shimon Anasi Maisa Asla Shmin. So the Gemara is saying this will be Pshat. We'll have Machlaikis Tanoi Mechaylach Kisri Baye Matana, right? This is Beferish Matana. That this is Hailach Kisri. Now Agav, there are two Dekudas here of interest. First of all, and the Chachamim say Achlaiku, an interesting Taisvis. Peladikashita Rabbeinu Hai. Well, we know every time you have a Safik in Maminis, you have a Teiku. Gemara says Teiku, what's a din? Right, say Teiku. What's a din? So we say you leave the Mamu where it is. How much of the Elver? Right, if I owe you money, only according to one side of a Gemara, not according to the other side, so I don't have to give you the money. It seems Rabbeinu Hai had a different shita. Chachamim yachlaikus aktaisis kol teiku shabishas mefarish b'sha'arim derabbeinu Hai dechayelkin. You say yachlaiku on every teiku. Vein yer lari alaycha adashkan behed yachlaiku. Ader abba aminu kimat mecheskes mare. What's this machlaikus? Interesting machlaikus. A teiku of shas. Do you give it to the mozik or you say yachlaiku? What? No. No, so this doesn't hold that. Kol mamon avodah b'safek chalkin goes on every. No, techa the kaima v'aga. No. This is a chiddush. This Rabbeinu Hai is a very big chiddush. Sorry, if you say why. Depends what the word Moslik means. Saying King Mikol, he is Moslik, he's holding it. It doesn't help you to be a Moslik. Why do we go Basa Moslik? Do we go Basa Moslik because being a Moslik is a raya? Or do we go Basa Moslik just like Sheva Tasa Adif? Huh? So it's true. Normally, if you're Teveyami and you can't prove it, so I'm going to say, I hope. What happens if there's a teiku in the Gemara? The Gemara is a Shaila. If any teiku in the Gemara. The Gemara is a teiku. If you find Kaf Shumshim in Barba Amis, right? I lost my Kaf Shumshim in Barba Amis, you found it. So Shaila is a Maimiyayisha. So the Gemara says teiku. So I come, I say, give it to me. So you say, no. So I say, what do you mean? That wasn't Miyayish. And you say, you want Miyayish. See, buddy, the Gemara. Somebody's Miyayish in such a case. So it means the Gemara has a Shaila. How does being a Muzik paskanize a Shaila? It's an equal Shaila. It's a 50-50 Shaila. So your being a Muzik does what? Doesn't do anything, right? Is it an Umdana? If you're right, if it's an Umdana, so then the Rabbeinu Hai is right. Because an umdana makes sense when we're having a sichsuch and the rayas are 50-50, so you should your mosik is an umdana is yours. But if it's a shaila, if you're a cleric, there's some type of a lamdish shaila, so my being a mosik doesn't pass in the shaila. You know, one time you can have the shaila, he's a mosik, one time he's a mosik. Since Rabbeinu Hai somehow held that mosik has to be some kind of raya, which if it's a raya, so then if it's a teiku, you can't say it's a raya, because the Gemara obliges the Gemara knew he's a mosik, the Gemara still said teiku. But the emes is not that way. The emes is being a muzik is not a raya. You don't give it to a muzik because he's a raya. You give it to a muzik because it's a way the Torah said to be naig when you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You leave it where it is. The muzik. The muzik could spend. Well, once it says, you can do whatever he wants with it. No, it's not what you have. He's not even out in Suffolk County. Is it right to have it? Alright, so as far as Yachlaiku is concerned, we definitely paskin that. A lot of times in people try to figure out the concept of Chazaka de Meikara. They go Basa Chazaka de Meikara. Try to figure out a Svara. Right, we always say something didn't change until the last moment. Let's say a child, a cut, and you look at he has Cyrus, and he has Cyrus. You don't say to Mafrey, he has Cyrus. Say, for now, he has Cyrus. You don't never go to Mafrey. You always say it happened the last minute. So people try to say a Svara to it. Mistomet didn't change. What do you mean Mistomet didn't change? It could change any time. It's not a Svara. It's Hanhaga. The Torah said, if you don't know what to do, the Hanhaga, when you don't know, is you go Basa Chazak in the Meikara. And that's why, even if it's a teiku, you go Basa Chazak in the Meikara. You don't know what to do. It's a 50-50 stuff. You can leave it where it is. That's in Yachloiku. In Shuda the Dina, there's also an interesting taisa. Usually Shuda is in a din taira. There's certain dinay taira in the beginning of Bava Metzia. We're in Bava Bas and Ches Kesabatim. You have the sugyas of Shuda the Dina. There's certain cases where the rayas from both sides are such that the dayan has a right of Shuda. He could choose who to give it to. So there's a very interesting machlokes Rashi and taisus. It's Rashi and all the other Rishayim, actually. Rashi against places the Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Rashba. What's tied Shuda the Dina? Rashi, Saim Subis, and Sai in Bava Metzia, and the Rashbam above Basra, all over, Rashi holds Shuda the Dina means what? The Dayanim have to try to estimate who. In things that have nothing to do with the halacha, who probably this thing should go to? Someone gave him a matana. He said, "I'm giving it to Pliny," and there are two such people, Pliny, in the city. So it's a shuda de daina. They have to. They decide. How do they decide? How do they decide who to give it to? So they have to try to make an estimation. Rashi says, based on who they figure the mace would have liked, or who they figure he would have meant to give it to. That's true, the Dina put into Rashi. Rashi, Pashtus, is so much more mistaver, and yet all the Rishonim argue with Rashi. Rashi says, Shuda the Dina means a man died, he said this either belongs, or he gives it with, it could be with the king in Gomor, or Mamash Demir, however he gives it to Yaakov. Who's Yaakov? There are two Yaakovs in town. So one's a Karav, one's not a Karav, we give it to the Karav. One's a Talmud Chacham, one's not a Talmud Chacham, we give it to Talmud Chacham. They're both the same. So Rashi learns that they have to figure out the best they could who he would have wanted to give it to. Taisus disagrees. Taisus Shuda means just flip a coin, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Akadekach, the Ran's Girsa is Sheikhta. So the Shuda Sheikhta. Whoever bribes him, he gives it to. As the Ran says. The Ran seems to say that they can. Words that around seem to say you can pay him off. Sheikh says a shach that says don't think it means he literally can take a bribe. It means if the dying likes somebody, he can give it to him. If he, whatever he, you don't have to have any reason to give it, you can just give it to whoever you like. What? What?
Can he split it?
Yeah, whatever he likes. The Taisus here says Mikan Midagdik Rabbeinu Tam De Ein Lafar Shuda. You don't know who he meant to give it to. They're both equal. Shuda the Dina. The Hainu she dagdik as a dayan. Rashi learned the dayan is medagdik as mi haya haya v'yaisim. V'loy b'daite li'tein. V'kan nami perish b'kunches k'mayasa. El yitin a dayan. So Taisa says no. El yitin a dayan l'mi she'yirtza k'yacha. The kama mashayirtsa shliach yasa v'karle shuda. The language of Agamara is mashayirtsa. Taisus and Bava Basra and Daflamin Hay brings the same, brings the Agamara as a kashan Rashi. that Gemara's lashon is masha yirtza, whatever he wants to do, he could do. So Taisus holds shuta d'daina is masha yirtza. Mustava like who is the mustava? Doesn't Taisus need a hezber? How come shuta d'daina according to Taisus? Taisus, the Ran, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rash, but it's at least five Rishayim. What does it mean you give it to whoever you want? There's a Chumas HaRosh that's Masber, a Shuda, according to Taisus. Well, why should you give it whoever he wants? Why should you give it? Chumas HaRosh says, when the Rayas are not Machriya, they're going to keep on fighting forever. Do them a favor. Just get it over with. Give it to one person. Shuda, whoever you want, just give it to someone. And they'll fight, they'll be upset, but it'll be over and finished, they'll go on with their lives. If it's going to stay in the hands of the Shalish, they're going to be fighting forever. If you want, you can split it. If you want, you can get the Shuda. When it's Eina Chalukah Yechayli Yisemes, we don't force Chalukah. When the Chalukah can't be what really happened, we don't compel Chalukah. Well, we'd rather do something that might be true. We don't bother to do something that's not true. Huh? Well, he has a right from the Gemara, not like Rashi, Rashi Yirtza. Because see, why doesn't like Rashi? And all the Rush wants to explain. You see, the Rush is just assuming Tai Shuda is the way he. Shuda means give it to whoever you want. Rashi Yirtza. Why Rashi Yirtza? So you get it over with. I once saw a Meisef, somebody, a Machanach, was offered a job in a certain yeshiva. That yeshiva was in the middle of a big fight. There were two Rosh Yeshivas, and there was a fight going on about who has control of the yeshiva. So he went to Roshach, and he asked Roshach, should he take a job in such a place? Shouldn't he take a job? So he said, you don't want to be in a place of machlokes. So Roshach told him, wait, see what happens. If the two Rosh Yeshivas go to a Din Torah, and one gets the yeshiva and the other one leaves, then take the job. But if you'll see that they make shalom between themselves, then don't take the job. Now they'll make shalom, and then next year they'll be vaita fight. In 2 years they'll be fight. So then don't take it. Kedai, if it's over, it's over. You're unhappy, happy. But to keep on fighting, that's no good. Mamish, this is what the Chuvah Sarash is saying. Chuvah Sarash is saying, get it over with. If you have something, they're going to fight forever. They're going to keep on trying to, he has rayas. It'll never end. They all brought their rayas. It's still alive 50-50. The Chuvah Sarash says that's the concept of Shuddha Tadayim. Get it over with, get it done. When it'll get done, then it'll the fighting will subside. That's how he explains the shooting.